to see them sticking with the wing tee offense. But on the other hand, they always have the wing tee offense anytime they want to use it.
Harbor Beach in the huddle, ready to kick it off. As deep back for USA is Hunter Bone, number 24.
As Harbor Beach splits up here, 51 for Harbor Beach is your kicker. That would be Kendall Gentner.
Kendall Gentner, the big man, kicking off for Harbor Beach. And this sails all the way down to the 17-yard line where Hunter Bone scoops it up. Coming back into midfield, breaks free of his first tackle and finally brought down by Robert Emming at the 37-yard line. Robert Emming, defensive end, 6'2", 178 junior, playing special teams, also a wide receiver. USA will start this drive at their own 38-yard line, right to left across your radio.
And to get back to what we're talking about, we talked about Harbor Beach. You look at USA, it's more of the same for them. They run the wing tee 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're going to continue to do so. But they have one of the tightest formations of wing tee we've seen. You see a lot of teams spread their arms out to make sure there's a lot of spacing. Not USA, they're shoulder pad to shoulder pad in the backfield.
Tanner Foley on the carry, gets down across the 40 out to about the 43-yard line, brought down by Julian Tenerife, a junior on this Harbor Beach squad and a firecracker and an emotional leader for this Pirates squad. Second down, six to go.
Yeah, he's listed at 5'10", 180 pounds. Like you said, he is a junior, and he makes a nice stop here on first down, but 3 yards gained for the Patriots. Second down and seven coming up.
Tanner Foley on that first carry. Ryan Kine under center, the quarterback, has only attempted one pass, and it went for a touchdown. And off to Macklin Gettle. He's rumbling down the field, has the first down. Forward progress has him stopped at the 50-yard line. After a 7-yard gain, on the bottom of that pile will be big man number 75, Jacob Juan. He's 6'2", 220 pounds, and a senior.
Yeah, Macklin Gettle, though, he runs hard for this football team, and he drags Harbor Beach defenders across midfield or at midfield enough to get a first down for the Patriots.
First and 10, 50-yard field to work with in front of them, right to left across your radio. In the white jerseys are the USA Patriots, tied at 20. 2 apiece. Kine keeps it for himself, looked to pass for a hot second there, kept it for himself and all the way down to the Harbor Beach 44-yard line for a 5, actually going to mark him down at the 45-yard line for a 5-yard gain brought down by James Shelkey. Second down, 5 to go for USA.
Yeah, Justin Wuschlager in on the tackle as well. A design play action pass for Ryan Kine, and they had Harbor Beach fooled. There were 3 running backs on the right-hand side of the field and only 1 defender out there, Kirsch. So he had an option to throw the football. Kirsch had taken away the deep receiver, but Kine decides to tuck it and run and gets 5 easy yards on the play.
And it's a handoff right up the gut, maybe out for 4 yards, close to the first down marker. Out of that bow, that pile, that was number 2, Josh Lang on the carry. And Kendall Gittner on the tackle. And they're going to say they're going to want to measure this one. So it's very close. It's about, we'll give him a 4-yard gain for that for Josh Lang. 10:07 left in the third, tied at 22-22. Harbor Beach scored as time expired in that first half and then made a 2-point conversion to tie it at 22. Your officials tonight, your referee is Joel Vina, umpire is Wade Gornack, linesman is Mike Rosen, line judge is John Schweighofer, and your side judge, John Wright, and your fill-in judge is Tom Mallow. They're saying it is short of the first down by about a half of a foot, maybe even a foot, I'm not sure, as they're going to be working off the right hash at the 39-yard line, a 4-yard gain for Lang, as the nose of that football is actually touching the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it can't be much. I'm going to take the under on that foot, Clark. It is not much here for USA, and they're going to hustle up to the line. They're not going to get a chance to snap this quickly as the officials are directing traffic down there.
I'm glad to see they found a fourth member of the chain gang tonight. We almost had to do a ladies' line-esque request for a fourth member of the chain gang tonight for Harbor Beach's Brian Fuller. It's a pitch out to the left side, and it is has the first down to Josh Lang across the 35 and rumbles down to the 31-yard line as Wuschlager brings him down. Justin Wuschlager, 5'11", 160-pound linebacker, moves the chains for USA and to the 32-yard line, first and 10.
I like the play call by USA. They only needed half a football for a first down, but they decide to sweep it out to the left. Josh Lang, the recipient of that sweep to the left side, Harbor Beach, banking on a run up the middle, it's not so much. So you got to see guys like Justin Wischlager come from the middle of the field all the way over to the sideline to make that tackle, but not until USA gets a fresh set of downs.
9:40 left in the third, and a lead blocker for Tanner Foley has him all the way out to the 26-yard line. That'll be for a 6-yard gain as Jacob Juan brings down Tanner Foley at the 25-yard line, a gain of 6 as Brett Dahlke on the tackle as well. Second down, 4 yards to go.
Yeah, Brett Dahlke leading the pack there on the tackle. Dahlke, a 210-pound junior playing defensive tackle for Harbor Beach, makes the stop on Tanner Foley, but Tanner Foley dragging defenders to get a nice gain on first down.
Kine hands it off to his first option. Not much going beyond that, as they might get out for a half a yard down to the 24-yard line. On that bottom of the pile is a white jersey somewhere, and that would be, I believe, number 30.
I think Max Slater.
Max Slater on the carry there. And for a half-yard gain, out, we'll call it 1 yard gain. Third down and 3 to go for the Patriots. They need to get down to the Harbor Beach 22-yard line.
These are the situations that Harbor Beach needs to keep going for the rest of this game. They need to force third down and something and force the offenses to make a play on them on third down. And this is a chance for the defense to make a big-time stop and get their offense a chance to get back on the field.
Third and 3, and it's a handout to Macklin Gettle. He rumbles down, has the first down, still on his feet across the 20, and finally brought down at the 18-yard line as Harbor Beach was hanging on but went on for a free ride for about 5 yards as Cole Anderson and Jacob Juan brings him down until after a new set of downs inside the red zone of Harbor Beach, first and 10 from the 18.
Macklin Gettle takes it around the right side of the line of scrimmage, and he pushes forward, just pushes the pile forward, has no intentions of running anyone over or going around anybody. They just follow each other and push each other forward and get an easy first down for USA.
Less than 8 to play in the third quarter. USA first and 10 from Harbor Beach's 18-yard line, tied at 22 apiece. Ryan Kine keeping it for himself around the left end. He's past the line of scrimmage, tackles all over, and he stepped out of bounds at the 8-yard line. Actually going to mark him down at the 9-yard line for a 10-yard gain. And actually they're going to say we're going to give him a 9-yard gain as Kine nearly broke out, but his foot stepped out of bounds at the 9-yard line for a 9-yard gain.
A little bit of misdirection as Tanner Foley steps forward and then reverses to the right, and there's a little hesitation between Kine and Foley. Foley goes right. Kine keeps it for himself along the left side. He gets a block downfield. He stops his momentum and waits for the block to go by and turns it upfield. But as you notice, he stepped out of bounds just barely. Otherwise, Kine makes a great move as he lets the defender go by to get into the end zone. Unfortunately, like we said, he stepped out of bounds, and now the chain gang coming out to let us know.
Coming across the entire field to the nearest sideline to measure this one as they're extending out the sticks, and they say looks like he got it by... They're rolling the football. That's how close it is. And they're going to say second down. Wow.
That's second down and one finger, I think
I'm
he showed
sure
us.
I'm not sure I can even fit my clipboard between the down marker and the nose of the football.
I don't know if ever, I've seen the judge roll the football to see if it was actually hitting the first down marker.
Well, I've seen a lot of firsts tonight, that's for sure. It's been a little bit of a crazy week, to say the least. 7:41 left in the third quarter, 22-22. Harbor Beach and USA all knotted up after two quarters. Second down and 1 inch to go for the Patriots at Harbor Beach's 9-yard line. This is the first drive of the second half, which has covered 4 minutes and 19 seconds so far. USA started their own 38-yard line. Putting together quite an impressive drive thus far. T formation, Kine is under center. Three men are in the backfield. Harbor Beach bringing everyone but one in the box. Kine hands it off to Tanner Foley. He has the first down, still on his feet and dragging his defender all the way down to the 1 yard line, actually down to the 2 yard line, as Justin Wischlager, the linebacker, keeps him out of the end zone for a 9 yard gain First and goal from the two.
Talk about going for a free ride there, Clark. 56, Justin Wuschlager. He gets his hands on Tanner Foley at about the 5 and hanging onto his feet, getting dragged for a couple yards before eventually Foley goes to the ground.